Yongsik Shin, Seoul, Korea. For years, I had no source of income other than my salary and incentives. I received a bonus annually at the year's end. It was calculated on the annual returns of the company, regardless of the employee's individual performance. The bonus normally amounted to 100% or 200% of my monthly pay. In my view, money provided a means to support my family in the present, but the future was a lot murkier. I wanted to make investments, but I thought I could not afford them. Putting aside part of my salary for savings and a pension were the best I could do to protect my family from unforeseeable danger. So, I deposited 30% of my salary and used part of it to repay a housing loan. I got the loan to lease a house for my family. Like so many others, we wanted to live in a better neighborhood, which would mean better education for our girls and finer living conditions for all of us. I am 37 years old, and my wife and I have two young daughters. But money problems existed too. During one jobless period that lasted 6 months, I had to rely on a personal line of credit from the bank. Where my views on my job and workplace were concerned, I believed that if I worked hard enough, I would eventually become an executive before retiring at age 60. I worked in the computer game-related software industry since 1994. I had also been employed by both a large company and a venture business, working mostly in either the strategic planning or sales management departments. The strategic planning department concerned activities such as project development, examination, business analysis or managing business unit performance, and public relations, public investor relations. Like many in my generation, I felt that there was no other way to get through life other than being an employee. Unfortunately, as a salaried person, I was forced to face limitations, which included the seniority system in Korea. Until very recently in Korean society, such things as seniority, educational background, and connections, rather than one's ability, determined whether a person was promoted. It was no exception in the large company that I worked for, and I was totally disillusioned by this fact. Even though I had made more distinguished contributions to the company than other colleagues or senior members, the rewards were so insignificant. There was another problem that I had to face. Despite the fact that I had attended college, my degree was not from a so-called good school. Graduates of professed privileged universities actively exchanged information and helped out one another. Since I was not one of them, I missed out on that necessary information and I felt excluded. But 3 years ago, Rich Dad helped me to change how I worked, conducted business, and earned money. Most importantly, I altered how I lived my life and how I looked at my future and that of my family.